Well, hello there. I am Mez, and this is the Gimp Chimp Podcast. And let's face it, there's nothing to it but to do it. Well, it has been 10 days since my last entry in this fucking crazy adventure. Reason it's been 10 days? Well, I did have a series of appointments. My wife had a series of appointments. We've had a series of incidents and so on and so forth. So let's see. How do we want to start this? There was plans of making this a dual podcast today, but, internet issues, PC issues, scheduling, just, nothing's going the right way, but that will be postponed for the date. So we'll figure we'll cover the bad news first. So let's see, where should we start with the bad news? There's plenty of that. I guess the first thing I'm going to start off with something I'm going to just graze a little bit into, and I'm just going to leave it at that because, frankly, it pisses me off immensely to even think about what happened. But, you know, they say to be wealthy, you have to do a few things, this, that, and the other. I know a guy who's pretty successful in business and well off, and I considered him a friend up until his home, his businesses that revolve around him and his wife and his household, did overlap involving something to do with me. And when I realized that this person is actually not my friend, but someone just taking advantage of me and possibly royally fucking me, I'm sorry. If you told me if I had to get out of poverty, the only way to get out of poverty is to shit on my own friends. Fuck you. No way in hell. My mom might say something a little different. She always told me my best friend's a dollar in my pocket. But fact remains, right now where I'm at, I can use help. Not like financially, but just help, you know, like weed eating, for instance. When you ain't got no one else to call on, and you ain't got no money to spend to hire someone to do it, it just ain't going to get done. So, anyway, so that's my rant on that particular individual. He's aware. I figured it out. His wife's aware. I figured it out. He wants to play that he's on the high horse. And frankly, I do have grounds to pursue them legally and the business that was involved that they abused the, we'll say their rules, but I'm already 3 minutes in and I'm spending too much fucking time on this shit. So I definitely want to get off that fucking topic. So on to the other shitty news. So I did have an appointment with the doctor again with my back, took my wife with me. So it wasn't that I couldn't remember everything that had happened. So she now sees exactly how bad it is, and it wasn't just me. Let's face it, I have a horrible track record of when I'm ill, injured, or whatever, really fucking being hard and down on myself for it. I hate, with a passion, being like this. And knowing that I actually might have to give up on ambitions. Simple ambitions, too. Nothing real fucking major. You know, owning a jet ski and riding it. Might have to give that up. Mountain biking. Piss. Throw that out the fucking window. Which I'll tell you to anyone else who can do it because it's great therapy. It really is. Something I just won't be able to do. And I thought to myself, holy shit, maybe I could fucking kayak, right? Because that's all upper body strength and just, I could do a little twist and not twist, but just a little rock on my hips. Yeah, that's all I can do. That's good. That I can do that with no problem. No, first thing I Google, fucking lower back and kayak, and apparently it fucks your back all up. I know some of you are probably thinking, well, can't fuck it up no worse, right? Yeah, we don't want to fucking play that game. So yeah, I'm the eternal sadness levels are increasing. But I'm no longer on the medication, so it's not exactly that. But, I mean, my wife tells me, in all fairness, with everything going on, I have every right to be, especially with the fucktard trying to take advantage of me and, you know, getting this news from the doctor. So, yeah, it sucks. Now, I'm going to start taking it in a more positive note. Still negative content, but I'm going to get out of this shit in a minute. So I have a family member. Fuck, it's my cousin. I love him, you know, because if you know me, hey, what cousin is it? Because, you know, you have 20 fucking thousand of them, so good luck figuring it out. But you have a cousin, and, man, someone brought it to my attention that his Facebook page was, like, getting crowded with some negative shit. And when I say negative shit, it's not like, oh, my life sucks and this is horrible. No, just they were posting a lot of fucked up news. So I'm like, well, I mean, do what you got to do. Unfollow them. Or hide their notifications. I don't care, you know, because that's their business. That's what they want to do. And of course, I heard what it was. I didn't see it, so I couldn't really account for it. But then one day, I'm just scrolling through fucking Facebook, and boom, I see this wretched, fucking, horrible news story. And then I'm like, oh shit, yeah, he did post this shit. What the fuck? So I clicked on his page, and then before I know it, every fucking post are these horrendous crimes, these atrocities, these are fucked up shit involving children 90% of the time. And I'm like, dude, why the fuck are you okay? I mean, what's going on that you are engulfed in seeing this all the time? And he didn't really give me a good answer. And even if he did, I don't want to cover it. Because, you know, he has his right, but he's my family member. And so I got to thinking about the effects of surrounding yourself with such negative content like that. I mean, when I say negative, look, I'm already fucking 7 minutes in. Nothing of this has been good. I understand that. And I'm going to get to the better stuff in a minute, but I definitely want to hinder on this. I mean, I'll fucking say it. I mean, one of the articles was like, infant child dies from rape from father. It's like, what the fuck? We know it's out there. We're not going to fucking act like it doesn't exist. The atrocities that man committed against other man or children or whatever, that's there. We're fucking human. You know, we are animals and we're capable of doing horrible fucking things. So to sit there and be like, I'm shocked. No. I'm not. People are fucking, they're horrible fucking people out there. But to constantly see it all the time, look, I had my thing. I indulged in snuff videos. Before you don't know what it is and think it's like porn, no, it's actually videos of death, which back in the day was like Faces of Death, and in the early inception of the internet was Rotten.com, and then it became something else and something else and something else. But it's out there, okay? You can find it. You don't have to go too far into the deep underbelly of the internet. But you'll find some fucked up shit. Now me, my most recent kick back into it was OSHA accidents and shit like that, where it was more educational and you kind of realize, oh shit, you know, if you get your hand caught in this fucking machine, it doesn't just rip your finger off, it you go with it, you know, you can go with it, and it gets fatal, it gets Mortal Kombat level fatality shit. It's gruesome, it's fucked up. And I'd watch those, not for myself entertainment, but just to see what happens in the workplace when shit goes fucking wrong. It's like you see the guy, he panics, and he never even hits the e-stop button, he almost gets himself killed trying to yank the guy out of the machine. And this is just one particular incident. There's shit from rigging. There's shit from forklifts. Oh, God, I just remembered that one. That one was fucked up. Whew. Yeah, if the back tires on your forklift ever fucking come up, everybody get the fuck away. Do not try to hang on to it. Do not try to add weight to it. Drop your fucking load back up. Try again. Get a bigger forklift. Downstack. Do whatever. Damn, I remember that video. That was fucked up. That was a poor woman that got caught under the forklift. And if you know anything about not industrial, not like out in the field, off-road forklifts, no, we're talking about like warehouse forklifts that have like zero ground clearance. That's not a place you want to be. But yeah, look, I'm going to get into a whole detail of just those videos. But anyway, yeah, I got into those for a while, and then someone sent me a cartel video. And if you've ever seen anything like this, I would advise you, if you haven't, do not. This is fucked up shit. You will lose a lot of faith in humanity, which I did watching this stuff, to think these people were just doing this for money and for power and personal gain along their buddies in the cartel. You know, it's just kind of fucked up. But graphic, very gory, things that I didn't think could get to that level. Amazing feats of knife wielding, we'll say. I was really surprised of how fast things can go to that level. But yeah, fucked up shit. But again, I had to unplug from that. I had to stop watching it. I deleted all the files that I did have. And when I do get my kicks out of OSHA violations, they're generally clean. I won't even bother clicking on the ones that are gory, even though I know sometimes there are simple things like putting a nail through the hand or stapling, you know, the thumb or crazy stuff like that, because that shit happens all the time. I mean, hell, I before the internet was really big and kicking, or no, it was. I just was too busy living. I split my, like, if you look at your palm of your hand under your pinky, you get that real fatty area in the palm. I split all that open, and I swear to God, that was like fucking Return of the Jedi. Not Return of the Jedi. What was the second one? Empire Strikes Back, where they took the lightsaber, the Tauntaun? Yeah, and the fucking fat just opened up, and the skin just split open, the fat came out. That was literally that part of your hand. Like, that shit got so big, and there was meat just coming out. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. But obviously, I wouldn't fucking die from that. But yeah, I hate stitches, and the doctor enjoyed giving me as many stitches as he fucking possibly could in that particular spot. But you get educational aspects from watching the workplace ones. But I had the disconnect. It was too negative, too much. And you feel for these people, but at the same time, you become numb to things. And to be honest, I don't want to be numb. And on the topic of, this would be a perfect segue into something else, but I'm going to save that for another conversation, another episode. Because I'm probably going to expand that one out real far. But it has to do with being numb. Where was I at? I'm losing my train of thoughts already. But yeah, I just don't understand how far. Well, I mean, like I said, I do understand where I was going with it, and that's why I disconnected. But for my cousin's sake, you know, seeing this shit all the time, I definitely don't condone it. I don't think it's the best for mental health. And I understand, don't trust people in the world. But at the same time, you can't think everyone's evil. You know, the way I look at it is, I'm going to do everything I can that's good in my power and capability. If I can help someone, I will help them. No questions asked. If that person is a malicious, evil person that is preying on people who help. Like my wife, she always got pissed at me when I see a car broke down on the side of the road and I know I can help. She would tell me not to. That person could be a murderer, a raper, or blah, 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 whatever. I'm like, okay, come on. Not everyone is that. But to be fair, those people do exist. I guess you could say, like, if it's your time, hopefully go quick and it's not a really horrendous, horrible fucking way to go. But I digress. I'm going to start using that. I digress. Yeah, it's in that particular instance, all these horrible crimes and atrocities. He has a son. He's got multiple daughters. And it's like, at which point in time do you read all these stories and you hear all these stories and you're going to wait for that moment for something that may be innocent, but look like it could be that, and overreact? And when I say overreact, I'm not talking about shouting at someone. No, I mean like possibly pulling out a gun and believing that you're stopping the potential of a horrible crime taking place, but in reality, you've just become that over-paranoid person. And I know some people would argue, I'd rather be over-paranoid than let something happen bad to my child. And I can understand that. I don't have a child, so I don't understand. I don't have that over-the-top need to protect my child, because I don't understand it. Now, mind you, fuck with my nieces, my nephews, I'm coming for you. Okay, I'm taking the pinky toes first, and I'm gonna you know, need, what was that movie? Law Abiding Citizen, you know, good shit like that. Don't fuck with my family. But yeah, it's just the ability to react accordingly may be misconstrued because of everything you've been feeding yourself. Now, mind you, these are news sources, and I validated this shit. This is all valid news. This is all valid news sources. These are all actual crimes. But they're spread out throughout the country, and some of them outside of our country. When you put them all in one place, you make your world a very dark existence. I know it exists. Do I want to see it? Fuck no. As a kid, I used to eat food. I remember, I think it was TLC, they would air autopsies. And I would eat food and watch these autopsies. Not because I was a morbid, sick fuck, because I found it interesting. And of course, my parents were kind of tripping because I wasn't grossed out by it. So, which they weren't either. They grew up when with the beta tapes and VHS tapes of, oh God, I just said the name of it. The death videos. What are they called? Anyway, the old death tapes. The old snuff films. But now, let's shift. We're fucking 17 minutes into this show. Let's shift this into another direction. So, with that being said, topics I do want to cover. Like I said, I had a bunch of topics that I wanted to cover, and I'm going to hold off on some of them. And I guess I can get into that right now. The podcast. Obviously, this podcast is my podcast, and I'm going to do it in a way that I feel is entertaining for all of you and educational for all of you. Understand, I'm going to talk about the shit, because guess what? This is life. There is shit. You may step in it. You may smell it. You may even get your fucking face in it. You may even get fucking pink eye. So there, you get shit in your eye. But it's there. And everyone goes through it. Everyone experiences it. And you might as well hear how some people cope with it. Right now, my restrictive issues of not being able to physically exert myself on things fucking are driving me nuts. I want to be in a gym. I don't ever go to a gym, but damn it, give me a fucking weight set. I want to go to town. I really want to do a pull down. I want to get the pull down bar, because I believe with my legs being supported and the weight coming down, it might actually alleviate some of the pressure on my spine while I work out my upper body, which would be great. But back to the actual podcast redirect. I want it to be entertaining. First and foremost, educational, whether I'm actually talking about some really cool stuff that benefits a lot of people, which there is something coming up soon, and or learning from my fucking mistakes. Because like I did say in the description of the podcast, let's try to fix what we break, because Lord knows we are all bulls in a china shop. We fuck shit up. So I'm going to try to, I want to try to cater everyone. I need to get those responses back. And actually, that's a perfect way to segue into this next part. Given my circumstances, 3 herniated discs, L4, L5, S1, which some might say S1's kind of a, not exactly, it doesn't actually move, S1's just all one fucking thing, but it's, that disc is like coming out. It's like a pancake hanging halfway off the pan. That's exactly what it looks like. But I'm really limited. And man, if I can get some fucking ideas, anybody out there, please, you hear this, if you can pitch me any ideas. Obviously, I can't kayak, I can't mountain bike, I can't run, I can't stand long. You know, I want to look at swimming. I need to figure out where someone has a swimming pool, if I can do that. You know, how does that feel? Without, you know, really aggravating shit in my back. So, got any suggestions, please? Don't feel free to email me at the email, which is mez.gimpchimp@gmail.com. That's right. No, I fucking had a brain fart myself. And my dog's in here, and I just about ran him over with the fucking chair. Sorry, Cooper. So, yeah, that's where the podcast's going. Good news is, I actually, since the Gamma Pitten is officially out of my system, my creativity has increased, and I have started writing. I don't have anything fully fleshed out yet, but I have, like, fuck, I got quite a few stories that just all came to me. One, which I don't even know if that will ever see the light of day, but it's a indirect sequel to a movie that's out in the world. So, hey, if you know how to make that happen, please send me an email at mez.gimpchimp@gmail.com. Yeah, that one's actually pretty dope. I told my wife about it. And when I mentioned the names toward the end of the story, she was like, hey, wait, I know that. Yeah, that's what that is. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Fuck, let me grab my phone. Because like any normal human being, I have a Bluetooth keyboard, and I put all my fucking stories on my phone. Let's see, I have that story, which is called The Relic, and the name is not going nowhere. I love that name. That one, ooh, a movie, a dark comedy about garbage slingers. I always envision my stories as movies. A dark comedy about garbage slingers, another story about a female medium, you know, she can communicate with ghosts, and how shit goes completely off the rails, and she gets into a very dark place. Look at that anthology story. And then I got one on tape, on audio, which I'm not going to get into that one because I'd have to play it, and I don't want no one to hear the horrible, horrible way I sound when I'm not ready to do a podcast. Frankly, I hate fucking listening to my own voice. But, so yeah, I'm writing, which is a good outlet for my creativity. And I'm actually thinking about getting loading Halo 5 again on my Xbox, because I might want to create some maps, which was another form of artistic creation that I enjoyed a lot back in the day. Now let's see. Pretty sure most people saw this in the news. Arnold Schwarzenegger got fucking drop kicked in South Africa, and he didn't fall, which is, I think, the baddest ass part of the whole fucking story. Apparently some dickbag over there was thinking that he was going to get himself a Ferrari, which, in all honesty, I mean, it does work, because nobody knew who the fuck he was, and then he dropkicked Arnold Schwarzenegger, and people know his name now, because he's a douchebag, and he announced it on their social media. But yeah, 71 years old, Arnold did not fall over. Now, I will say, from the first camera angle they showed, you see his face, and you're looking at a 71-year-old man get dropkicked and not know what the fuck got happened. I mean, I felt bad. But then they give you the other camera angle, and then you realize, yeah, mind you, look, to be fair, he may have fallen had there not have been a swarm of people, a crowd in front of him. But the fact is, he didn't. And when he turned around to face, when he realized he was kicked, the stance he took was like, do it again, I'm the fucking wall. You're not getting through me, you're not moving me, I'm gonna fucking break you. Like the Terminator literally came to life. Yeah, I thought it was fucking awesome. 71 years old, Arnold Schwarzenegger still has it. I mean, look, you want to do that shit to anyone. You want to do that to the Jenner girl, man, it, thing, whatever. Go right ahead. everyone around the world knows the fucking Terminator. They know who Mr. Olympia for all those many fucking years was. They know who the Mr. Olympia statue is modeled after. They know who fucking Conan is. They know who fucking Arnold is. And it's like, why, of all people, would you even think that would be, like, globally acceptable? You know, there are some people who've made a mark on this world, and he's one of them. Maybe not as big as others, but everyone knows who Elvis is. Everyone knows who John Wayne is. Everyone knows who Michael Jackson is. And everyone knows, hell, everyone knows who Bruce Lee is, Chuck Norris, and fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Sylvester Stallone. Some might say Rocky, but yeah. Hell, Jason Statham is known as the transporter guy. But yeah, the guy is like, one, everyone knows he's fucking old. Why would you kick a 71? Like, if there was a crime for abusing elders in that country, I hope they fucking prosecute him to the fullest for that. Jesus, 71 years old. The fuck? Anyway, on to the next topic. Fucking. Oh, wait, what happened here? Did I run out of fucking topics? Oh, burp. Nice. Should have. I held it back. I should have just let it go. That was probably a good one. Yeah, I covered the bad news. I covered the fact that I'm writing again. Terminator getting kicked. My cousin's diving into dark shit. People taking advantage of me. Fuck that guy. The podcast changes. Yeah, well, damn. I'm 26 minutes in, and I've covered everything I wanted to cover. What's happening here? I'm losing my touch. You want to talk about music? What I've been listening to lately? Actually, I could talk about that. So I was talking to a guy. He was having some issues, and I just put some two cents out there and gave him a couple ideas. He was talking about working out, and given the fact that I can't work out, of course, I'm the perfect person to talk to, because now I can tell you go hit the gym and do everything I fucking want to do that I can't do. So do it for me, because I can't do it. He talked about not having the motivation to get, like, fucking, like, smoked, man. Like, in the military, you get smoked by your drill sergeants. You know, you get fucking just wore out. You know, not the wind. I mean, you get fucked up in the windscreen, too, but just... You get this motivation to work out. They're going to drill you. They're going to be on top of you. They're going to be pushing you to fucking push, to your push-ups, to your front back goes, to your fucking everything. And you do it because if you get singled out, everyone's going to suffer for you. You do it as a unit together, and that motivates everybody. I remember one time we got smoked for, fuck, 4 hours, I don't know. We ate chow, lunch, and we got smoked all the way till dinner time. So that was a few hours. And the drill sergeant that orchestrated this atrocity did it in such a way that we were, everyone around me, and for the most part that I could see, everyone kept their motivation up. Everyone didn't care that we were just getting wore out. We were tired. We did well over a few hundred push-ups. God knows how many sit-ups, flutter kicks, you name it. Everything. It was however much time that was of hell. But we weren't bitching, crying, moaning. Yeah, there was screaming. Yeah, there were grunts. But we just kept on. A little bit of battle joy, to be honest with you. But that drill sergeant gave it to us. We weren't upset when we were done. We were actually proud of what we had accomplished. And that guy just set out to fucking teach us a lesson. And we just kept going. Muscling through it. Moving forward. That drill sergeant was Turtelot. U.S. Army. Bad motherfucker. Guy looked like a snapping turtle. And fuck, he was big, about as big as the damn Michael... the hell's his name? Michael Bay Ninja Turtles. Fucking guy was huge. But anyway, so this guy was looking for, like, the motivation to get that in his current workouts. Now, maybe he was looking for a workout buddy to push him through it. Obviously, I don't live anywhere near him, nor do I have the back to support such activities. But I told him, I'm like, man, there's music, you know. You can get into the music. You can push yourself. And the music that really gets my, I want to work out mode going and gets my creative juices going is, it's orchestrated, but it's digital now. It's like you can go to YouTube and just type in epic music and then that's it. Like they'll have stuff that's like medieval sounding and they'll have stuff that's new age sounding, but it's like, yeah, that stuff that gets me going. Like, yeah, sometimes you're gonna put on some fucking Five Finger Death Punch, Slipknot, some fucking Metallica, some AC/DC, Rob Zombie, Static X, Korn. Yeah, I can go on. Wayne Static, it's gonna be missed. But yeah, any of that music can get me going. But for some reason, the composed, orchestrated chaos of epic music, as they call it, really gets me moving. When I say it gets my creative juices flowing, my wife looked at me the other day when I started writing my other one, and because I was just trying to write enough to get the story rolling so I know where to jump into it when I get back to writing it. So I had the music playing on the phone and I was just banging away on my fucking wireless keyboard. She's like, did you mean to play your music? I'm like, yeah. She's like, is that inspirational? Like, yeah, it sets a tone. Like one of the stories I'd actually love to write, which I don't have a direction to go with it, is a sci-fi fantasy space opera, like fucking, like it, Star Wars ain't got shit on this. Halo, I love Halo, ain't got shit on this. It's close, but it's like the story was actually intended to be the background of a video game, but from my understanding is I'm dreaming really fucking big, okay? Like nobody has the capability to produce this level of video game, but it would be the end. It would destroy Grand Theft Auto 5. It could, but it's never gonna exist. Fuck it. But yeah, it's pretty dope. I wish I could write a story revolving it. I've touched on a place where I can fit it in like other stories I've written, which is kind of cool. But I don't know. Maybe one day I'll finish all these stories and then I'll die and then they'll make movies out of them. And then maybe at that point in time, I can be the one guy who comes close to what Kevin Feige has created with the MCU. Yeah, no, all this shit's going to get balled up in a piece of paper and fucking burned in a barn fire. That's more of my reality. But, again, I'm just fucking rambling now. Anything. Let's see. Let's grab the old cell phone and take a look at some of the news. I'm also on slow data, so we'll probably burn another 3 minutes of me waiting for shit to load. Well, Elon Musk says Hyperloop Tunnel is now just a normal car, something that is not fucking looting. Oh, that's right. Yeah, Godzilla just came out. I'm hoping that's doing good. Aladdin tops more that weekend. Why the fuck? Who is Ariel Winter, and why the hell do I always see this bullshit about her? I don't give a fuck. There you go. Who is Ariel Winter? I'm not going to Google her. Please, someone educate me on it. Google me. What the fuck? Don't Google me. That just sounds pervy. Fucking write me an email. Send me who the fuck Ariel Winter is. Again, the email is mez.gimpchimp@gmail.com because I always forget gmail.com. And if you like what I'm doing, you want to support me, which, of course, I wish I could say the money would go to better equipment and things like that, but no, it's basically just keeping food in our bellies, bills paid, and the lights on. But if you want to support us, and I say us because you're supporting my household, what is it called? GoFundMe. That escalated quickly. If you can't remember that, just go into the description for the Gimp Chimp podcast, and you will find it, the link right there. Also, I do know that the podcast is challenging because the app I'm using, CastBox, is, the user interface is not very well. But if you guys are actually hearing this, please, the when you click on it, there's a little subscribe. It's like a little bookmark on the right-hand side. Click on that, and then you'll subscribe to me. And that way I know you guys are actually there. Because I know I got 4 subscribers, but I got a shit ton of listens, and I don't understand why that's there. Also, favorite episodes would also help me guide my content into what you like. So if you like something, this particular episode or that particular episode touches you the right way, no perviness intended. But if you like it, click the heart icon that lets it favorite it, and that way I know that, hey, that's an episode a lot of people really like, and I will continue to push my content into that direction. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess I could tell you about the upcoming good news. I do have a very close family friend. Well, fuck it. He's like my brother. He's been in health and fitness his whole life. Well, for the last 25 years, which is, you know, majority. And he is now a nurse. He's been a health coach. He's a fucking guru. He's who I go to for any questions when it comes to what should be eating, how to work out, fasting, keto, protein, steroids. Like, you fucking name it, he knows all about this shit. And he's finally going to be working on a couple books. One book is going to be, it's going to take a while to produce. The other book is going to be a short book, a guide to how to beat type 2 diabetes, which is awesome because I know the way. It's pretty simple, and it's insane that there's doctors prescribing more and more fucking insulin for people versus just going down this path, which is way easier and way healthier for the person that is suffering that of diabetes. But anyway, so he has his protocol that he is working on this. He's got a photo shoot next week. So when we actually get this episode going, it won't be the next one. I'm hoping it maybe it'll be 12 or 13. So hopefully we get him on here and we can actually discuss all the beautiful things that I can't do because my back's fucked up. No. He's a very good motivating force. He will tell you how it is. He doesn't try to sugarcoat it for people. And some might say, oh, well, that's just, you know, that's a little cold. Well, no, because sometimes you need that swift kick in the ass to get you in gear. He's pissed at me, I'm sure, because I have stopped eating healthy. he's like my big brother. So he's like, you know, you'd be better off if you'd stop eating those inflammatory foods, yada, yada, yada. But no, he's a great guy. Fucking great source of knowledge. And the system, well, I guess I could talk a bit about the system. The system that he has been working with is, I would say it's primarily geared toward bodybuilders. And it's natural. You can produce great muscle, lean, real muscle, have strength gains that have yet to been capped. He is still currently increasing. He is, this week, I believe he's going to do the water cut. So he's going to drop down to very low body fat percentage. And some of you people are probably like, what the fuck are you talking about? And hopefully some of you people understand this. But yeah, he's 40 some years old. He's 45. How fucking old is he? He's got 8 years on me. I'm fucking, what am I, 36? So yeah, he's 44. He's about to be 45 in December. Yeah, he's the nurse you wouldn't want to make fun of, okay? You wouldn't like him when he's angry. If that motherfucker was painted green, he'd make Lou Fregno look shitty. He already makes Lou Fregno look shitty. Which, no, nothing against Lou Fregno. I love that man. He was the first Hulk that we had. But anyway, yep, that's something that's coming up in the podcast in the future, very soon. And hopefully we can make that happen. And that about wraps it up. So, yeah, GoFundMe. That escalated quickly. Or you can look in the description for the link. And any questions, comments, concerns, any serious questions, like if it's something that's not in a topic that I handle, but let's say you know me and you don't want to ask this question directly because fear of judgment, whatever. And if you know me, if you really know me, I'm not a fucking person who passes judgment on people. Unless you fuck me. Unless you try to fuck me, yeah, you're marked, okay? but yeah, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, off topic, whatever, man, I'll handle it. You want to be completely anonymous, just message me and be like, hey, I want to talk about Bloody Stool. And I will give you everything I know about it, and I will Google it for you. As smart ass as that sounds. But yeah, so that, I know that ended on a very disgusting note, but hey, fuck it. This is my podcast. At least you might get a laugh out of it. So, 41 fucking minutes. I didn't intend for it to be this long, but I guess it's been a while, so I had a little bit extra in the tank. Well, you guys have a wonderful Memorial Day. Enjoy that grill. Enjoy those hot dogs. Enjoy that barbecue chicken. But just remember why you're enjoying it. Have a good night. Peace.